Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Ian 909. We're joined now by Lewis Fitzmaurice, St. Tammany Parish Assessor. Pick up our conversation that we had a while back about homestead exemption and increases or decreases. How you doing, Lewis?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How are you?
Give us a little recap, if you will, please, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, the last time we spoke, we were talking about the homestead exemption and about how many years. It's been about 45 years since the last time it was increased. Currently, it's at $75,000. And I believe when we spoke, the session had just finished up and stuff, and a bill had come up and got out of the House and Ways Committee, out of the House, to increase the homestead. That was to $125,000, so a $50,000 increase. And it failed on the House floor. So we're looking, hopefully, that this session coming up, we're going to be able to maybe get another bill in there. But we're looking at about $100,000 now to increase it $25,000, and there's some reasons behind that.
Tell me about them, Lewis.
Okay, you know we also discussed, Tommy, that you know there's 64 parishes and we're not all the same, and where we're really experiencing the issues of high residential values. Probably the best way is along that I-10, I-12 corridor. All those areas are seeing some growth and increase in values. But here in St. Tammany and in Orleans, because I've been working with Assessor Williams in Orleans Parish on this, is that our high residential values, especially in this last reassessment that came up, and the issue that we have here in St. Tammany, lesser extent they have in Orleans, but 70% of all the property taxes paid in St. Tammany Parish are paid by residential property owners. And leaving only 30 where the business. So to me, the increase in the homestead will help our residential try and get that burden shifted just a little bit. Not a lot of it, but it will be helpful. But there's a lot of parishes out there that you know, 125,000 homestead, it could really hurt them financially. So we feel like this 100,000, there's a good consensus that's a good figure. That could be all throughout the state. And so that's what we're going to work on this coming year, next year's session.
Because inflation has driven up in certain areas the price of the house, but the appraisal has gone up, but the exemption has not, right?
No, like I said, in 45 years, it stayed the same in 45 years. And you're absolutely correct there, Tommy, that the homestead, even with it's a consensus out there, the homestead is probably the best vehicle to use to adjust and deal with the inflation. Like I said, inflation is a tax increase without a vote of the people, whether it's in property taxes, the increased value of property, or sales tax. So when that goes up, you know, you're paying more taxes. When those values go up, you're paying more taxes. This is a way to adjust for that. And it'll be helpful. It'll be really helpful.
Is there the political support for that?
We're hoping. We are so hoping. That's, to me, something is better than nothing. Here in St. Tammany, I would really like to see it at double to 150. Mm-hmm. But that would be a big hit on us here, too. That would be difficult. I think a reasonable compromise is that $100,000 to increase it by $25,000. That would save, at least here in St. Tammany, most taxpayers between $300 and $400 a year. And for those first-time home builders, for those with high income, that it doesn't sound like a lot, but it can make a difference between owning a home and not owning a home.
The other side of it, those that would oppose that would say, okay, the municipal governments, that's where the tax goes, right, are going to be looking at a shortfall or not? Am I missing something?
Well, no, that's legitimate. And everything's, timing's everything, there's no time. And so we feel here in St. Tammany Parish, particularly just the 25,000, we can absorb that. We could adjust to it in our next reassessment year.
Tell me about the other parishes. What are you hearing from other assessors? Are you just dealing with Orleans Parish or all across the state?
I've talked to some others, and I've talked to some in the more rural areas, and there was some concerns. There were real concerns that if it went to $125,000, it could hurt. There was, in the last bill, there was a local option. But there's sort of a feeling that if this came before all the parish councils and bodies, that they would vote for it and put them just politically because of that. They would vote for it and put them in a situation where $100,000 without an option, where it would benefit every parish, every residential property owner in the state that's eligible for a homestead. We feel like that's the best direction to go. And that's the consensus I've been picking up.
How do you balance it out between parish? Because the exemption, $100,000 in Orleans Parish or Jefferson is not, or St. Tammany even, is not the same as $100,000 in Natchitoches or Rapides or wherever, right?
No, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. But I think there's a feeling, especially since it's been so long, and especially since we like to compare ourselves to Texas so much, that's what the state of Texas homestead is, $100,000. Mm-hmm. So, but you're absolutely right. We have higher values here. The lower values in some of those other parishes and the more rural parishes and up north. So that would increase probably the number that they do have fully homestead. Like here in St. Tammany, only 5% of my residential property owners are fully homestead exempted. And the vast majority of that 5% are those who've had the senior freeze for a while, so it's frozen their values mm-hmm. over time. So like this last reassessment, that their values weren't touched at all. And those that live in like modular mobile homes out in the country. And even those, it's amazing what the mobile homes are going for now. It's mm-hmm. just, it's crazy. It really is. And this is a way to adjust. This is a way. And like that old saying goes, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And this is just a bite at it. And hopefully this is something we can get past.
A text popped up
optimistic.
About the senior freeze. What is the senior freeze?
Senior freeze, when you turn 65, if your income and if you're married, it's combined income, is $100,000 or less, you can freeze the value of your property. And that's statewide.
The assessed value.
That is statewide. The assessed value. So the point being, and how important that is come reassessment, when generally speaking, at least here in St. Tammany, values go up, yours won't. Now, I tell people it doesn't freeze your taxes. It freezes the value of your property. But which in another instance, most of everybody that was frozen before the 2024 reassessment, because of the rollback in the mills, they actually saw their taxes go down because the mills are less. Matter of fact, the mills are the lowest in St. Tammany they've been in 40, 45 years. Yet people still paying a lot of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being, the homestead hasn't increased to adjust for it.
The exemption has not increased.
Exactly. Right.
The price of the home has gone up.
Tremendously. Right. I like to tell this story. My wife, Tanya, and I bought our first home in Abita Springs in the early 90s. I want to say it was like 92. Little three-bedroom home. It was, you know, about 1,500 square feet. We paid $48,500 for it, okay? Mm-hmm. Needless to say, we were fully homestead exempted. In 2020, that same...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
House sold for $200,000. It's just, that's what's happening, particular here in St. Tammany Parish, and it's been going on. Really, we've seen the increase in values tremendous after Katrina, when we had all the growth after Katrina.
So I guess the only thing I'm thinking politically, I could see where legislators would say, yeah, I'm all for this, absolutely. Let's increase the homestead exemption, but they would get pushback from local governments, for example, where you're talking about areas that would be, they become 100% exempt, then all of a sudden there's nothing going in, then what happens?
Yes, exactly. And so that's why we feel the $100,000 is a reasonable amount. And the increase of just $25,000, that should not put anybody in a bad situation.
That's not going to hurt the smaller governments more than the bigger ones?
Well, I don't know, Tommy, as far as everybody's individual parish's situation. But that would be...
What are you hearing from municipal governments?
Well, I don't hear a lot from municipal because the homestead exemption doesn't matter for municipal governments.
Where's the money go?
In New Orleans, but here in St. Tammany with all our towns and cities, the homestead exemption doesn't apply to their taxes.
So it goes to parish governments?
It's just the parish.
So what are you hearing from parishes is what I should have asked you.
Yes, because... And then, like I said, it just depends on their situation. But here in St. Tammany, I'll give you an example. I've got a little over 7,000 that are fully exempt here. Like I said, it's about 5%. If we increase the homestead to 100,000, it's going to add about 1,800 to that number that are fully exempted. But let's say we went to 150,000 proposed. Then I would have over 20,000 who are fully homestead exempted. So almost $13,000 increase in the homestead. So you can see that $25,000 helps, but it's not a big hit.
And somebody
in comparison to others.
Somebody wants to know about increasing the senior freeze since people are upping that since. The income requirement on that, because people, they say, according to the text line, I'm getting a couple of texts here, people are working longer, still at full salary, which increases their Social Security benefits as well on a sidebar.
Right.
But is there any appetite for that or anybody looking at any of that?
It seems like there was legislation that increased the Yeah, but it seems like there might have been something that came up that increased the senior freeze from 100 to maybe 150,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like, I don't know if that patent got out or if that's something that would be another constitutional amendment, if that's the case, that we would have to vote on. But I've always been one of those. My preference would be with the senior freeze is to increase the age on it and have no income level on it.
To 67, 70?
70. And then have no income requirements. But you are right. It used to be, I forgot what it was. It was around 75,000. Okay, so there is going to be something, I believe, on the ballot in March to increase the income level for the homestead. I mean, not the homestead, but the senior freeze. Yes.
Complicated stuff in the detail. It's in the weeds, but it's all about the numbers, and it ultimately affects our pocketbooks. That's why we wanted to have you back on. Thank you, Lewis. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for wanting the public to know what's going on. I really appreciate it.
Important. It is. Thank you, sir, because you can't. It's on both sides. It's on what's going in and what services going to be provided, and it's what's coming out of people's pocketbooks.
When it's all said and done, you get what you pay for.
That's exactly right. Lewis Fitzmaurice, thank you, sir. St. Tammany Parish Assessor. We'll take a break, talk to Dr. Judy Ho when we come back about what's the right age for kids to start doing stuff on their own, not just trick-or-treating or staying home, but if you have adult kids, at what point do you back off and say, okay, it's your decision, you're married, I'm going to stay out of it. We'll be back, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.